Hello, my name is Agnes Frith, and we're at the Golden Wattle Cafe in Glenorchy. This cafe is special because it caters for people with dementia and their caregivers.
What does someone with dementia need from a cafe besides a cup of coffee and a piece of cake?
The atmosphere is warm and welcoming. We have plenty of room for parking. We don't have too much noise, which is quite confusing for older people. The volunteers and staff are understanding. We give them time to talk. We give them time to answer. Another thing about this cafe is when you go to a cafe like in the public, you might have a grey tablecloth with maybe grey cup and saucers, which makes it difficult for people with dementia to differentiate between the cups or the plates and the tablecloth. So here we have a contrast. So you have the white on the grey. It's easier for people to see.
Do you want to introduce me to your staff?
Two of my really great friends, Julie and Liz, they've been with me from the start. They're my treasures.
What made you think that a cafe like this was needed?
We need a cafe like this because people with dementia are often unsupported in the community. People don't know a lot about dementia, and we're all a little bit about destigmatising dementia as well.
I notice there's a kind of a bunch of stuff on all of the tables. What have we got here and what's it all about?
This is all tactile. This is for them to use their senses. People with dementia who lose senses of smell and colour, they also have poor eyesight generally, so they can touch and feel. This is where a lot of people, especially with agitation, anxiety, and this is another thing where they can feel the different types of material.
Is this like kids get fidget spinners and it's much the same thing?
Very, very similar. And also you can have tools as well. For, you know, men that have tools in their previous life, they can actually utilise things as well.
Are you a seamstress in another life, Agnes?
Sometimes I could be anything.
Describe this little piece here that you've made and how it's going to be helpful.
Sometimes they haven't, ladies, if they've done sewing, they haven't, you know, touched a zip for ages, they haven't sewn for ages, so it's something to bring their memories back. And buttons, a lot of women have sewed in the olden days, you know, when they were growing up. So it's just nice for them to feel, you know, like, oh, these buttons, I used to sew these buttons. Memories, brings back memories.
How did the three of you meet and get together to do a project like this?
Agnes and Julie have completed their Bachelor of Dementia Care at the Wicking Centre, and I'm just got my diploma. And at the end of it, Agnes rang me up and said, and Julie up and said, I've got this degree, what do I do with it? What can we give back to the community? And we all agreed it needed a cafe. There are three cafes on the northwest coast. There's nothing in Hobart. So we're the first to open up.
Why did you do that degree in the first place?
It was actually a challenge for my daughter. She graduated at Deakin in 2013 or 14, and I just grabbed her motorboard, put it on my head, and she said, Mum, the next person to graduate is you. And I thought, what the hell are you talking about? You know, what am I going to graduate in? And a few months later, I saw that ad in the papers that said a free dementia course is, you know, online, and I thought I'd do one unit and see how it goes. I ended up doing 24 units, because it was so exciting. It just drags you in.
Professor James Vickers, what do you think of the cafe you're seeing?
I think it's an absolutely wonderful development. I think it's also a bit of a look at the future, where we'll need more opportunities for people with dementia and their carers to be supported, but also really get still connected with everybody around them.
What are the things they're doing here that you see being of particularly good value?
One of the things that we find useful around dementia care is what we call reminiscence therapy. So the idea that people get involved in activities that were familiar from their earlier life. Just, I guess, this concept of having somewhere you can come for a traditional morning tea with the sandwiches and the cakes and the cup of tea. Again, that's not something you'll find in a lot of modern cafes.
And what treat have you been treating yourself to today?
Oh, I haven't got to the treats yet. I do like the look of those sausage rolls, but it's probably the very last thing I should be eating.